Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when a loved one passes on, make sure to look for signs from them.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802. Go to the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, and you can write it in there. Then you can become a premium subscriber. With that, you get commercial-free versions of the show. You get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. You can sign up through ghostpodcast.com. A number of ways to get that done. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon today. Is everything good?
Oh, yeah. Yes, everything is just fine. I think it's supposed to rain.
We
haven't had that for a really long time.
That would almost feel paranormal. I'm just wouldn't telling it? You. It would be like, what is this falling from the sky? There's got to be some reason.
When you were reading the intro and I was listening to it, because you guys, I never know the stories. Carol just throws them on me.
We
just go, you know. But the only hints I get is when she's doing the intro and I'm listening to it. And so I'm finding this one really interesting, looking for signs for someone. And I know that feeling, because whenever I've lost somebody I've really loved, I just desperately want a sign. I just please just do something so I know that you're still here, that I haven't lost you altogether.
I have said on this show a million times, you know, I think we're looking for that double rainbow in the sky that started at the cemetery and ended over, you know, like those pictures you've seen of things. Like Queen Elizabeth, her funeral, wasn't there a big rainbow?
Yeah, it does seem like it.
Yeah. That to me is like a sign from, like, Queen Elizabeth could pull that off. But I think that, you know, oftentimes we're looking for such big signs that we miss the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we were talking on another episode about Olivia Newton-John's daughter and these orbs showing up in photos and stuff. And Olivia Newton-John said that she would do that when she passes. And they're getting that. That's a big thing. Like, most of us aren't going to be like, boom, and here's the blue orb that I promised you.
Well, you know, yesterday I was just cleaning out clothes and I decided, no, I'm not just going to pull out summer and put away winter or whatever, or vice versa. And so I decided I'm going through and getting rid of the stuff that I don't wear. I'm just doing it. And I did. I just cleaned and stuff. And I finally am getting back to the bottom of stuff, and I pull out this little box that has some stuff in it, and I go through it, and I'm just tossing, and I get to the bottom of the box, and there's like four handkerchiefs that belong to my dad.
Oh, white handkerchiefs.
Yeah. And, you know, when I had to finally break down and get rid of his clothes, I kept them for years, but I finally was like, okay, I've just got to do something with this. So I pulled out the handkerchiefs because I thought they can go with me wherever I go. And so I've taken them with me, but then I kind of lost track and I thought, where did I put those? And I didn't have them. And then there I found them yesterday. So it was a little sign from Dad. You know, I got those back yesterday.
But that's cool. Exactly. I'm glad you found those.
Yeah. And so it was just a little sign for me. Obviously, I had misplaced them and put them someplace, but it just brought Dad kind of back a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
well, and this is kind of like they were wanting a sign, and I think they got one. So it says, out of the blue the other day, I remembered something that happened after my uncle passed away, and I thought I would share it with everyone. My family has always been, in quotes, paranormally affected, end quote, and it is quite often the topic of discussion at get-togethers. In 2005, my uncle had a severe heart attack that left him basically a vegetable and eventually killed him. I'm very close with that section of my family. I would spend weeks with them in the summer, and my cousins are my best friends. He was a gruff man who believed in tough love, yet his soft side shone through in his love of wood-burning crafts, gardening, and birds. He had a green thumb and a beautiful garden, which always attracted hummingbirds, his favorite. I was devastated when I found out that he'd passed away, more so because of how much it hurt his wife and children. My aunt asked me if I would stay at their house with them for support and comic relief, and of course I said yes. It was a difficult week. Lots of tears and memories were shared, but we were comforted that he was out of pain. The whole week we kept saying we could feel him there with us, and little things would happen, like the curtain would move when there was no breeze, or the dog would whine at the basement where my uncle would spend most of his time. The day after the funeral, my aunt was in the kitchen, and my cousins and I were upstairs asleep. All of a sudden, we heard her yelling for us to come downstairs. You have to see this. We ran downstairs to find my aunt standing in the kitchen, holding a sack of potatoes and looking at the floor. She explained to us that she went in the kitchen to make breakfast and smelled something foul. She finally figured out it was the potatoes and picked up the sack to throw them out. Underneath the sack was the image of a hummingbird that looked like it had been burned into the hardwood floor. Of course, we all started crying and hugging, but mostly because we took it as a sign that he was finally out of pain and at peace. Another interesting fact about my aunt, she's very into psychics, palmistry, and the like. After her first husband died, she had her palm read and was told that she would get married again. However, she would be widowed a second time. Unfortunately, March 5th marked the 1-year anniversary of her second husband's death. Thank you for sharing all of the stories. As always, I love the show. Keep doing this amazing work. Love you guys. Jesse Lynn. Now, if he loved hummingbirds, and my guess is the potatoes, you know, they've been grieving, a lot going on. The potatoes were sitting there. They were forgotten. Mm-hmm. And they probably had rotted and were probably a gooey or a liquid substance kind of eventually.
That's what I was picturing when you were reading that story.
And since they were sitting on hardwood floor, it would have stained that floor. And the fact that it looked like a hummingbird, which was his favorite bird, and he planted a garden to attract hummingbirds.
Yeah.
That would be the one sign. Like, I would have taken a sign as just, oh, look, my God, there's a hummingbird just flew up. In this case, no. Like, her uncle was able to just put in a hummingbird onto the hardwood floor.
Oh, me, I'm the opposite. I'd be like, oh, my God, that got all over the floor, and I'd start mopping it up without really realizing that it was the picture of a hummingbird, probably.
Well, and it makes me think that maybe it was a pretty obvious picture of a hummingbird, because isn't that what most of us would do? We would like, ah, shit. And then you would get your wet towel and start wiping it up and, you know, scrubbing it, whatever you had to do. And with hardwood floors, sometimes that isn't even going to work. Once it's stained, it's stained. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, I think so, too. You've had hummingbird stories, too,
I know,
in your life.
I have, and only associated with my dog. That's what I think's cool. It wasn't like anything else. It wasn't, you know, any other person. I had hardly even seen a hummingbird. And then until my dog. So I don't know. I just take as a sign from him.
And, you know, I have always felt like, when you lose somebody, it feels like they're there pretty intently for a few days, and then I feel them kind of move away. Now, it doesn't mean they don't come back. It doesn't mean you don't feel them strongly at different times, but the intensity of them lessens because like right away when I lose somebody that I was close to, I'm getting the peripheral movements, the, you know, the voices, the things. And then, you know, after, I always say it's 3 days, that kind of subsides. It gets quiet. You know, I felt like with this one, did it feel, it seemed to me like that was rather soon after he died.
Sounded like within the first week. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say it, but we're all going to go at some point. But if you can give your loved ones a sign like, look, I made it, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's very comforting.
It sure is.
Well, let's listen to another story. Here it is.
Okay.
This story goes back many, many years ago when I was only about 5 years old. I had no idea what a wake was. And my great-grandmother had passed away, and two of our neighbor girls babysat myself and my brother while my parents returned to the funeral home. Now, these two girls, I mean, 5 years old I am, they were 13, but I thought they were old ladies. They were sisters, blood sisters. Anyway, I went to bed, and I wasn't in bed no more than a minute. And my mother had folded all kinds of clothes on the dresser. All of a sudden, there was my grandmother, the coffin. My great-grandmother was in it. And she got out, and she came close to me, and she went to touch me, and well, I got so scared, I jumped out of the bed, ran to the old ladies, the babysitters, that were 12 and 13 years old, and said, my grandmother, she's in my bedroom. And they said, what grandmother? The dead grandmother, come see. And they said, oh, no. We'll call your mom and dad. And they came home. You know, they tried to convince me that it was me dreaming, but I was only in there for a minute. But the girls that were babysitting said he couldn't have fallen asleep that quickly, and that they believed that my great-grandmother did come back to say a final goodbye to me. So that's my story. Thank you. My name is Ed.
So I definitely think Ed could have had a visit from his grandmother. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. We hear about this quite a bit, and especially if it's pretty close to when they died.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to say goodbye. You know, we've heard about this quite a bit. Somebody will, you know, wake up and see them standing at the foot of the bed or beside them. And it's as if it's to say goodbye. It doesn't happen for years. It just happens right away in those few days.
And don't you think with children, too, it's even going to be easier for them to get through?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
You know, so with him being so young, it's that veil is just thin.
So the part I didn't quite understand was he said he's looking, there were a bunch of clothes on the dresser. But
yeah.
Then he sees the coffin.
Yeah, and I couldn't quite tell if it was like a vision he was having. And at first
I thought
like it was
he was
a
looking
dream.
Over at the clothes, and then all of a sudden everything kind of just transpired into this coffin.
And it might have been more of a dream for him. But whether it's a dream or a vision or something, I definitely think that can happen.
Oh, I do too.
And she didn't bug him, which I have a lot of respect for that. It wasn't like she kept coming back. It's like, Grandma, come on. I am a little kid. You got to give me a break. But it's just like that one time.
Yeah, I agree. Just that one time. But I think it was just her just wanting to tell people goodbye.
Let's go to another call.
Hi, Tony, or to whom it may concern. My name's Ryan. I'm from Indiana. And I have two rather simple ghost stories, or hopefully ghost stories to speak about. And that said, what an honor it is to be on this program, because This is the only one that I'm aware of which you can tell rather simple stories like these two are. But that said, moving on now. Now, the first one occurred in the year of 2021, and this was in Carmel, Indiana. I was staying at an apartment where I was living at, and at which point I was laying in bed and was falling to sleep and was actually borderline asleep at the time. And not for so long, because next, I heard what sounded exactly like a person, and at that, it was feminine, and it was an exhale, and it had slight strain in the exhale. And when I say slight strain, it sounded as if you had to hear the entire exhale to be able to tell that there was any strain at all. And it was mostly neutral, just slight strain in the exhale. And at which point, about to fall to sleep, and obviously when you hear somebody inside of your home and making a noise and you think you're alone and it's dark in the house and you're waking up, obviously, you know, you come to your alerts right there. And at which point I did, and I thought that was really ironic. And I swore I heard it from inside of the apartment. And the only other place, maybe it could have came from outside in the hall, but this was just an undertone, if I'm using the correct term. It was a slow, methodic exhale. It wasn't somebody gasping for air as if they just got done running a sprint or something. And at which point, obviously, such a tone you could only hear from inside of the apartment, not from the hallway. And that said, I just waited there and I thought, oh gosh, that was odd. You know, it took me out of a sleep. And I was like, huh, what the heck was that? And it was just within about a few seconds later, I heard the exact same exhale once again. And it wasn't like one of those experiences where you see something out of the corner of your eye, and as soon as you turn to look at what you think you saw, it disappears almost as fast as you recognized it. It was definitely a second time around acknowledgement. And that brings me to my second story, which is a similar one. Now, this one takes place in Sheridan, Indiana, in this current year of 2023. And that said, it was a ghost hunting geek night. I was using the Ghost Hunter M2 device to detect EVPs, and at which point, of all people, the alleged Jesus Christ himself, I attempted to channel him through an image online of him. And that said, I laid the phone down in the bathroom just long enough to use the restroom real quick, then picked up the phone once again and had plans of turning on the Ghost Hunter M2 any moment. But at which point I heard what sounded like mist, and while that mist was sounding off, at the same time, I heard a wave pick up and crash amidst the sound of the mist sounding off. And that said, this lasted for about 5 or 6 seconds, and although this was just one sound, one double sound at the same time, unlike the first story was a sound and a pause and another sound again. But this time, like I said, with the mist and the wave picking up and crashing, it lasted for like 5 or 6 seconds, and I recognized hearing it, and the longer I kept recognizing, I still was acknowledging, I continuously acknowledged the sound of this happening. Like I said, it was distinct how the wave picked up and then crashed after amidst the sound of the mist occurring the entire time. But once again, it was one of those experiences where you acknowledge it and then you double acknowledge it after. It wasn't a quick flash sight or whatnot exactly, but yes, hey, I appreciate you taking any time to look into this ghost story, two of them that is, and I love your guys' show, and especially around the Halloween season, it's awesome to listen to, but hey, you take care and bye-bye now.
I am telling you, I was not expecting for a second for him to say something about channeling Jesus Christ. I was like, where did that come from?
I know. I was the same way. I thought, well, just we'll go straight to the top.
Right? If you're going to channel anybody, I mean, not bad to start there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe the world could use a little bit more Jesus. I wasn't totally sure. I was a little bit confused on the second story because he was talking about a mist sound, and I don't know what that is.
Like, I couldn't, yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't, like, a mist, like you spray?
Maybe
mist?
It's like, because I was thinking, like, mist in the, like, you go outside and it's misting.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, but maybe he did mean, like, a spray.
I can't hear that. So, I wasn't sure if he meant, like, a mist, like, a spray mist, you know, like a aerosol can that makes that noise.
Maybe something, I don't know if my mist sounds are very good. But
yeah, I don't, yeah.
So that's,
and then kind
yeah,
of a wave thing. I don't know. I don't really have anything for that. I it could be, maybe it's something, but you know, when you have different equipment, it could pick up lots
and
of
I'm not
different
familiar
little,
with that Ghost Hunter M2. I've never used that app, but I did like how he's going to channel Jesus and he's got to go to the bathroom and then he sets it down. And then he gets something paranormal. I did think that was interesting. And the first one, I'm assuming that was like kind of a sound like, you know, kind of a sigh.
Kind of.
And you can definitely tell a woman's over a man's.
Well, and it woke him up. And I know that feeling where I've been like kind of dozing. And recently what it was with me was somebody said my name and it was so out of my body. It wasn't me that I just absolutely woke up just startled. So I know that feeling where you hear something that's not right and it wakes you up.
I had a weird one the other night. I was sound asleep, which is unusual for me.
Yeah, true.
I don't sleep very well. But I was sound asleep, so it's probably like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I heard, it sounded like liquid splashing right next to my bed. It didn't sound like a cat throwing up. It just sounded like liquid. And I woke up, and I was like, what was that? And I sat there for a minute, but the weird thing is, when I woke up, it didn't scare me. I wasn't scared at all. But I definitely heard this liquid sound, and it was like right next to me.
But that's weird.
Yeah, it was very weird. So I get that when you hear a sound and you wake up and
because it's
like,
foreign,
what was
that? It's not. You can tell it's not in your dream. It wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like something's going on outside of, you know, in the room or in my house, and it wakes you up.
Which that, yeah, good thing that would have creeped me out if I heard liquid splashing again. What? Now I'm scared.
No.
Now I'm scared. I wasn't scared the first time, but I am now. Well, thank you for that story. And if you have one, we'd like to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.